The Friday before Memorial Day marks the traditional start of the hiking season and the opening of a newly relocated section of the Long Trail. VPR's Amy Noyes headed into the woods of Smuggler's Notch to check it out.
Just a couple of weeks ago, the snow and ice sufficiently melted away to open Route 108 through Smuggler's Notch between Cambridge and Stowe. And today is opening day for a couple of attractions on the Stowe side of the scenic byway, including a wheelchair and stroller accessible boardwalk. It was completed late last fall and is part of a new relocation of a section of the Long Trail.
So the boardwalk will take you out into the Beaver Dam wetland area, and you get a really nice view of the notch, but past that, it's a traditional hiking trail.
Alana Coppell is the Green Mountain Club's field supervisor.
There are pull-offs as you go with informational signs about the history of the area, the history of the wetlands, the ecological benefits of the wetland area, animals that live in them.
The boardwalk is part of a mile-long relocated section of the Long Trail. The relocation gets hikers off some eroding parts of the trail.
The trail that has led up towards Sterling Pond from the Smuggler's Notch picnic area is very steep. It goes straight up a hill instead of gradually going along a hillside. So it erodes very quickly. It's very rocky. It's very difficult with a very large backpack.
Coppell says the new trail takes a more gradual approach to the mountaintop pond.
It brings you along a hillside, which is a more sustainable trail style than going straight up the slope of a hill. So not only do we have now this wonderful boardwalk and this information at the Barnes Camp Visitor Center, but we have a more sustainable trail that'll last longer.
The Barnes Camp Visitor Center opened a few years ago in a renovated ski lodge from the 1920s. Green Mountain Club spokesperson Kristen McLean says that's where hikers can get the latest trail advice.
It's just open on the weekends. It's staffed strictly by volunteers, but it's a great place to stop in and get recommendations for where to hike and information about the area.
And McLean says the Green Mountain Club has people providing information at the top of the mountain as well.
So anyone hiking this weekend on Mount Mansfield or Camel's Hump is likely to run into one of the Green Mountain Club backcountry caretakers. They're stationed up on the mountains throughout the hiking season to just help educate people. Those have fragile alpine tundra on top of the mountain, so it's really important that people don't step on those areas because it takes them so long to grow.
And McLean says hikers venturing to the mountaintops this weekend should come prepared for varying conditions.
The weather on top of the mountain is not going to be the same as in the valley, so even if it's 80 degrees down here, still make sure you have some extra layers, make sure you have rain gear, make sure you have food and water. You just really want to be prepared for any conditions that are changing while you're out hiking.
McLean also suggests bringing a map and something such as micro spikes to help with traction on the icy spots of the trail. And she says, expect to get a little muddy.
So what we ask people to do now that the trails are open, if they come across any mud or puddles, to please just hike right through the middle of it, because what that does is it prevents the trail from getting widened, it prevents the vegetation on the side of the trail from getting trampled. So even though your feet are going to get wet, it really is way better for the trail just to walk through the middle.
And no matter the weather, hikers should always plan to carry out whatever they carry in to the woods. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.